Hi, my name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. As a part of the College and Career Initiative, these mini episodes are sharing information on types of schools to help local teens on their college search. Today's episode is the first of a series of mini episodes talking about specific topics for the college search. For the first episode, I wanted to talk about public versus private institutions. So let's get started. The first and biggest difference between public and private institutions is how they are funded. So public schools get their money mainly from state governments, and private schools get theirs from an endowment fund and student tuition fees. This matters because the funding difference affects the cost of attendance. So public schools are heavily subsidized by these state governments, which allows them to lower their tuition rate, especially for their in-state residents. They receive a lower rate because their tax dollars fund the state government. On the other hand, private schools primarily rely on student tuition fees to fund the operations of the school, so their cost of attendance is going to be higher. So for this reason, private colleges and universities are almost always more expensive than public ones. The average cost of tuition and fees at private universities for first-year students is about $26,000. At public universities, the average cost is about $6,000 for in-state residents, and for out-of-state residents, it totals around $12,500 on average. So don't let the cost bring you down. Private schools often have substantial tuition discounts because they have more money to fund scholarships and grants, and for this reason, they can often be more affordable because of these attractive financial aid packages. There are many other reasons that private and public institutions are different. So some of these factors are going to be religious affiliation, size, degree programs, and prestige. So let's unpack those. Religious affiliation is a big one because public universities and colleges are by law secular, which means that they cannot have an affiliation to a particular religion. But private institutions are not held to the same law. So you will find that a lot of private schools might have an affiliation to a particular religion. While you don't have to particularly practice it, it is a part of the institution. The size is another factor. Public schools are often larger than private schools. This means you've got a larger student body, which means larger class sizes. The faculty to student ratio is going to be different, and the resources that will also be different between private and public institutions. With degree programs, private schools often have fewer academic majors from which to choose from, and public schools are going to have a wider array. So for those students who know what they want to do, a private institution can be a really good choice, but for those who don't, a public institution might be a better fit. Now, the topic of prestige. There is a perceived, quote-unquote, prestige of public universities that would differ from that of a private college. So public universities typically place lower in the college rankings than private schools, and they frequently have less selective admission criteria. But private colleges usually employ more distinguished faculty or publish influential academic research more often. The quality of education received at a private institution is not necessarily superior to that which can be obtained at a public school. But graduates of highly ranked or prestigious colleges are typically more sought after in the job market. Notably, some public colleges and universities carry as much prestige as the more exclusive private schools. So, what are some examples of these types of schools? So, looking at North Carolina specifically, when you look at private schools, you have Duke, Elon, Davidson, Wake Forest, Meredith, Queens, Montreat, Johnson C. Smith, High Point, Wingate, William Peace, and Lees McRae as a couple of examples. For public schools, these are ones you're going to know really well. You've got the UNC system. So UNC Chapel Hill, UNC Charlotte, UNC Asheville, UNC Pembroke. You've also got NC State, App State, Eastern Carolina University, and Western Carolina University. But the top private schools in the country, you're going to know these names super well. You've got Stanford, Harvard, MIT, University of Pennsylvania, University of Southern California, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Brown, Cornell, and Notre Dame, to name a few. The top public in the United States are going to be the University of California at Berkeley, University of Michigan, University of Virginia, University of Florida, William & Mary, Georgia Tech, and University of Texas at Austin, to name a few. As one of the many factors to consider on your school search, I hope this episode helps you to decide as to what type of school you'll be searching for. For more information to help you with your college search, visit cmlibrary.org/teens and head to the College and Career Connections page.